Now that we're firmly into the month of July, we're past the halfway point of 2009, and that has members of NPR's music team thinking about how this year stacks up musically in its midlife. I'm joined by All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan. And Bob, you are conducting a poll of the best music of 2009.
We're asking people to give us their favorite three songs of the year, favorite three records of the year. We'll take all of those, total them up, and then we're going to make a poll out of it. And that poll, people will vote on, and in very soon, toward the middle of July, you'll be able to discover what people's favorite records and favorite songs are.
And you have brought in with you today your three favorite songs of the year, with some qualifications. Let's listen to your first song.
Set the sails, I feel the winds are stirring. Towards the bright horizon.
I get chills at the moment I hear this guy's voice.
It's an amazing voice. Who is this?
This is Ben Knox Miller. The group is called The Low Anthem. It's their second record. They put it out as a very under-the-radar album back in 2008. And some folks at Nonsense Records heard it, reordered the song listing, put it out. And the record's called Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. This is a song about Charles Darwin. And the record has these underpinnings of history of Charles Darwin, all set in this fairly folky and at times hymnal quality song structure.
So this is the song Charlie Darwin by The Low Anthem. Your second pick for favorite song of the year so far?
Let's do something really different. Let's get to a much poppier number. There's a group called Fant Farlow, and Fant Farlow are a British group led by a Swedish singer. They also took a historical figure, a fellow named Harold T. Wilkins. Harold T. Wilkins was a journalist who sort of got caught up in his love, or fascination maybe is a better way to put it, for flying saucers. And this song's called Harold T. Wilkins, or How to Wait for a Very Long Time.
We've got Harold T. Wilkins, Charles Darwin, two biographical songs. What's your third pick?
The next one is sort of a cinematic bit of music. It's a fellow named Patrick Watson. His band he calls The Wooden Arms. This song is called Beijing, and it's a song that he wrote after being there. There's pots and pans and all sorts of odd percussion. If you listen really, really carefully, you'll hear, being inspired by bicycles all over Beijing, you'll hear the turning of a chain on a bicycle and the spokes of the bicycle. And you've got to listen really carefully.
Oh, it's really subtle.
But that's the beauty of this music, is the subtlety. Over and over again, you can hear these songs and new things pop out, and that's why I like Patrick Watson a lot.
So the song Beijing by Patrick Watson, your third pick for Song of the Year. Bob, tell me more about this poll that you're conducting with your fans.
Send us your nominations, favorite three songs. Go to the All Songs Considered site, favorite three songs of the year, favorite three records of the year, and then we'll tally all the best ones. We'll put them in a poll, and then you'll be able to vote for them at npr.org/allsongs.
And we'll bring you those results later on in the summer on All Things Considered. All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan, thanks so much.
Thanks, pleasure.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.